Well, no man can tame his own tongue with natural power, but every man can tame his tongue with the Word of God and the power of the Holy Ghost.
Are you allowing your life to be governed and controlled by words spoken in haste? Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland reveals the power of the spoken word to set limits or to uncover the kingdom of God in your life. Previously on The Believer's Voice of Victory,
I am his subject. He's my king, and I'm his subject. I'm subject to what he says. I am subject to what he does. I am subject to the way he thinks. I'm not subject to darkness. I am not one of darkness' subjects. I'm not subject to their failures unless I subject myself to it. Now, stay with me now. You remember the guy over here, the little heath out in the desert in Jeremiah 17, that said, "Cursed be the man that trusts in man and makes flesh his arm, whose heart departeth from the Lord." His heart departed from it. So what happened? He's like the heath in the desert, doesn't see when good comes, but will inhabit parched places in the wilderness in a salt land not inhabited. So what happened to him? He departed from his covenant. And when he did, he got out from under that and got over there in darkness. He walked out of the light. You know, this studio is lit. I've got light right here. As long as I stay in the light, you can see me pretty good. But if I start venturing off out in here, the further I get, the darker I get. You understand the illustration here? So you don't want to do that. You want to stay in the light as he is in the light. Walk in the light as he is in the light. If you take a step out into that darkness and you miss it, you sin, you used your mouth in the wrong way, you got out of the love of God, don't go another step. Jesus, I confess that is a sin. I did it, and I receive my forgiveness. I receive your mercy. I receive my cleansing right now, and praise God, I get back over here in the light. Oh, thank you, sir. Praise God. I don't like it out there. You stumble around out there, man. I mean, the ground's hard out there. Everything's hard out there. Now, when we take those words, we make this commitment. Let's go back up here. All these things the Gentiles seek. They seek the benefits. Work hard, pay the rent, put food on the table, clothes on the children, someday retire. First thing you're going to have to find out is what is your mission in life. That's not a mission. And most Christian people, I'm sad to say, their mission in life has to fit into this. Because after all, I have to pay the rent, put food on the table, and clothes on the children, and I have to have my 401, you know, whatever it is, because some of these days I need to retire. Well, that's not a mission in life. That's the mission of the Gentile. That's the mission of the one that doesn't know God. So our mission is totally different. Now, remember, he told Abram, come out from among them. I'll take you to a city. I've got a place for you, and I'll show you where it is. You remember the rich young ruler that came running to Jesus and he fell down in front of him. And he said, "Sir, what do I need to do to receive eternal life?" Jesus looked at him and loved him. The eyes of love. And that poor fellow didn't see it. Jesus told him, he instructed him, actually, had he not been seeking his own kingdom and all of that, and just the very thing that Jesus was talking about, he would have heard. It's the most exciting thing that any businessman, it's the most exciting words that any businessman ever heard. You come follow me. You sell what you have and give to the poor. He couldn't see it. He's a heath. He couldn't see when good came. He thought he was trying to get him to lose everything he had. And there have been people reading that scripture that way, you know, for thousands of years. And it's still just as wrong as it was the day he misread it. Because Jesus went right on to say to his own disciples how hard it is for someone that trusts in mammon, trusts in money, serving this Babylonian system, to enter into the kingdom of God. Because this kingdom operates on a whole different set of spiritual laws and rules. Our roots are sunk in the love of God. Amen. Our Father is the very Almighty Himself. Jesus is King of the kingdom. But see, he didn't see that. And so he not only let grief get a hold of him, he let that spirit of grief push him away from Jesus. He let it put a wedge between he and the very one that had the eternal life that he was looking for. So he missed out on the biggest opportunity he had ever seen, because Jesus turned around to his own people and told them how hard it was for someone that had leaned on mammon to meet his needs without God, and he's trusting that. He's a heath. He can't see when good comes, so he won't turn it loose. But Jesus told them that he had 100-fold in store for this man and anybody else that would follow him and do what he said. Now, let me back up here, because I'm going to tell you this again. You can't come along here and just spend all your time seeking out how do I work this system? How do I work? I'm making a living. I make deals. I'm this. I'm that. And then go to church on Sunday and do a little token tithing, do a little giving. Oh, yes, amen, I believe for 100-fold return. Yes, money come. And then turn around and walk right back out in that world and forget everything God said. No, you can't serve them both. Now, you choose one or the other. And I strongly recommend that you choose Jesus. So had he listened to him and begun to do, I tell you what, there's just something thrilling when the economy is rotten to the core and everybody's so confused and they're all screaming and hollering and crying about it, and I don't care how they jack the thing up, the jack keeps breaking down and down it keeps going, and up and down and in and out, and they're printing more money and the money's going down, and blah, blah, blah. I mean, they don't know what's happening. And here comes some guy in the midst of all that rotten economy and sells what he has for 3 times what is it worth? It's the most thrilling thing you've ever experienced in your life. I've experienced it. I've also sold things for half of what they were worth. And the Lord make up the difference. Brother Coburn, how are you? Well, I know how to live in the kingdom of God, and you don't. And when I say things like that, you get stumped because you've been studying the wrong kingdom. You get over here and study this kingdom. We walk supernatural in the things we do. We live by faith. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow. That word translated sorrow is Hebrew word toil. Adam had to toil. He had to eat by sweat. That ground was hard and cursed, and he's fighting the ground, and the ground's fighting back. But we've been redeemed from that curse. The blessing of the... Listen to what Babylon says. I must make a living. Yes. I have a limited income. Yes. It's always amazing to me here in the United States. I've had it happen to me, and I just kind of smile and say, yes, amen. Mm-hmm. Somebody will come and say, Brother Copeland, I sure wanted to do more for your ministry, but you know the IRS just won't allow it. Ha! They'll allow you to give everything you have in sight, everything in the bank. They'll allow you to take your clothes off and give that. But they will not let you take all of it off of your taxes. Oh. Yeah. Citizen of Babylon. I don't say things like that. I would if the Lord told me to. Sometimes I'll say, Lord, this time maybe? Yeah, okay. No. No, that's the man that is living under Babylon's rules, ideas, thoughts, and tries to get God's benefits using Babylon's way of life. You cannot alter God's word to fit your lifestyle and get what God's word was released to do in your life. You cannot continue to use your mouth to curse and go to God and get a blessing. How can you do that? How can you constantly, consistently, knowing that Jesus said, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks, and those are the things that come to pass. And Jesus said, you are righteous by your words, you are condemned by your words, and you will stand judgment for your idle words. It's not what somebody else says about you, it's what you say about you. And then you consistently, all the time, going around, you know, damning yourself, damning them, damning that, and, you know, I'm damned for doing, I'm damned for don't, you know, and all that kind of stuff. You can't consistently go saying around things like that and then come to God and say, oh, yes, I walk in the blessing of the Lord. Well, make up your mind which one of them it is. I mean, you got rot coming out of one side of your mouth and you got something else coming out of the other. Well, no man can tame his own tongue with natural power, but every man can tame his tongue with the Word of God and the power of the Holy Ghost. That's what James said in his book, and that's exactly the truth. Ask me how I know. Praise God. And that's the only way you can keep your mouth on the blessing choice instead of letting it drift you over until you get on that other choice. And the way you do it primarily is through fear. Oh, what's going to happen to us now? Oh, the stock market's going down. I tell you, my heart's just broken. I don't know what I'm going to do. Why? Oh, my retirement's gone. Oh, it's all gone. Well, I mean, how'd you lose it? Well, I had a stock portfolio and I was building a... You knew that stock market is... You knew that thing is fickle as it possibly could be when you got it. Up and down, in and out. And you're going to all the experts and you got a portfolio and you got a folio porto and you've been all you're doing and you got this website and that website and it's just Babylon all over the place. When you could enter into God's rest, enter into His rest and say, Lord, now I'm coming to you. My house is gone. What do I do? everything I had in the world is gone. I'm looking to you, sir. I'm inquiring of you. Well, what is it you need? Oh, I need blessing. Dear Lord, I need everything. What shall I do? Go search out something. It doesn't have to have great monetary value to it. You don't have to wait until there's income before you tithe. Read the 26th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, where the tithing instructions are there. Search out your house. Search out, find something. I mean, get your hands on something and tithe it to God. Brother Copeland, that ain't worth anything. It is if it comes out of the heart, and it is if it's all you have. I mean, there were times, listen to me, there were times when Gloria and I first got in this, I mean, we needed everything. I had one suit, and it had been altered and altered and altered until it's the funniest looking thing you ever saw in your life. It's the only suit I had. Put the thing on and wear it. But I committed to God, sir, we will tithe everything that comes into our hands, and I refuse to allow an offering to go by me without putting something in it. Take the button off of your shirt, put a pencil in there, pull a shoestring out of your shoe and put it in there. I mean, pull your shoes off and give them to somebody. Tithe something now, quick. Get before God. That's where the answers are. That's where the anointing connection is. That's where the blessing starts. He said, you return to me and I'll return to you. You bring me what's mine and I'll bring you what's yours. If you will take time and just lay out on the floor or on the sidewalk, I don't care where you are. And you say, Jesus, I'm tithing from this moment and I don't have anything. Look around and get something in your hand. I mean, don't go to the king empty-handed. Get something. Go over there and just pick wildflowers or something and take them to the king. Sir, oh my, my plans are gone. I'm seeking first your plan, your kingdom. You have a plan for me. I'm laying this before you because it's all I have. I open my heart. That's the reason I begin this broadcast with this every time, almost every time. I open my heart to you, sir. I repent if I have aught against any. Teach me. I receive your guidance. Where am I supposed to be? What am I supposed to be doing? Well, if it's just one step, before you, and it's down in here. It's not out here in these ears. Jesus said, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Everybody out there had these things on their head, these paddles here. That ain't what he's talking about. It's the ears of the Spirit. You incline your heart. You incline your ear to hear from God. Whatever I hear from you, sir, I'll do it. Show it to me in your word. I want to be a word person from here on. I can't afford to trust in anybody else's voice but this. Well, Brother Copeland, I've never studied the Bible. Well, just start right at the first book of the New Testament and say, Jesus, I'm beginning here with you. So just show me what I got to have here. And I'll just read one line at a time. Don't be all disturbed because you don't understand all of it. Write us. We'll send you stuff to help you get started. I'll send it to you free and postpaid. Praise God. And you just take it one step at a time, and you'll run across and say, hey, I can do that. Well, just do it. Now, as you begin, you've made your choice, and you've committed to him. Now, don't go back and out of it saying, ah, you know what? I mean, that can't be that. There's no way that could be right. Don't start that. You making up your own mind what God meant and what he didn't mean is what got you in this mess in the first place. So just commit to it and say, sir, when I understand what you're saying to me in this book, you put this book first place. You put this first place even before what you hear on the inside, because you're going to have to check it out with this book, and I don't trust anything else but this book. I don't trust my feelings. I don't trust what I see. I don't trust what I hear. I trust the Word of the living God. I'm moved by what I believe. Sir, I commit to your Word. You lead me and guide me in this book. Whatever I see in this book, your living Word, and I know what you're telling me to do, and it agrees out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, not just one verse by itself, sir. I put this Word final authority in my life. This is the Word of the kingdom. I'll spend time in this. Spend time listening. Get CDs. Download. You go get in a church where they preach the Word of the living God. You go get in a church that you listen to God, He will lead you and guide you. But Brother Copeland, I can't get CDs. I ain't got any money. What are we talking about here? Lord, I need these things. I believe I receive them. Kingdom's full of them. Get them across my path. I receive it. They'll cover you up with Bibles and everything else that you need if you'll walk with Him. I know. It happened to me. It happened to Gloria. Now, if we were in the same condition today that we were in back then we would be somewhere in the neighborhood of, according to the difference in the price of the dollar and all then and now, we were $24,000 in debt back then, but that would be like somewhere in the neighborhood of, $700,000 now. And we were below the poverty level. What are we going to do with this? We committed it to God, and somehow, the first year we were in the ministry, in 11 months, all of those debts were gone, and we weren't real sure how it happened. We didn't take any money out of the ministry itself. There wasn't any in there. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you.
Come to these exciting meetings. Live at East Coast Faith Conference with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher, September 16th and 17th at the Meadowlands Exposition Center in Secaucus, New Jersey. Join Terry Copeland Pearsons for her Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference with guest Patsy Caminiti, September 28th through 30th. Come to the 2011 Word Explosion with Kenneth Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing, October 13th through 15th in Columbia, South Carolina. The Copelands welcome you the 10th through 12th of November to the 2011 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Branson Victory Campaign the 3rd through 5th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Pearsons. My grandfather, Kenneth Copeland, has asked me to close out today's broadcast. And as many of you know, Friday is offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Now, this came as instruction from the Lord to my grandfather, and he said, every Friday on that broadcast, you give these people opportunity to sow back into this ministry and get involved with the kingdom work that's going on here. So I want to read something to you out of the book of Galatians chapter 6. This is verse 6. Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that will he also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And I like this, verse 9, let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. I want to encourage you today just to take a moment as we wrap up this broadcast and go before the Lord and say, Father, is this something you would have me get involved in? Would you have me get involved financially with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and the outreach of their ministry? And you just take a moment and you get quiet. And if the Lord leads you to get involved with this ministry, then that's what you do. But if He doesn't, it's because He's leading you to get involved somewhere with the kingdom of God and what's going on in this earth. So I encourage you today, if you've been taught the Word of God through this broadcast, if you're growing and developing spiritually, then sow spiritually and get involved with the outreaches of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. I'm telling you, this ministry is reaching people all over the world. Hey, it reached you, didn't it? Praise God. If you want to take this same message and be a blessing to somebody else, somewhere else in the world, then you get involved and say, Father, what would you have me do? And don't be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever you sow, that you will reap. And when you sow and you become a partner with this ministry, that is something my grandparents, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, take very seriously, their partnership with you. And they pray for you and they declare the word of God over you. And they think about you all the time and they are constantly thinking, what can we do to help strengthen our partners? Amen. It's a good thing to be a partner with somebody preaching the word of God all over the world. Partners, we thank you and we thank God for you. I want to encourage you to go to church somewhere this weekend. Find out where God has assigned you to go, and don't just go there and receive, but go there and give and be a part of the life of that place. Amen. I want to let you know something. Jesus is coming back and it's very soon. I want to invite you to join Kenneth Copeland again next week for week 2 of Living in the Kingdom of God. Now, next week he'll have a focus on having that established heart, a heart that's fixed and established in the Word of God. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you that God loves you and we love you and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. While you're online, you'll discover a resource of faith-based teaching and free information to help you find the answers you're looking for. If you need prayer, call Kenneth Copeland Ministries prayer line today. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right.
Hello, we're Ken and Gloria Copeland. God has a plan to distribute the anointing of Jesus throughout the body of Christ. Every member in it, not just the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. You need to know that plan of distribution. We just finished a week on that divine plan, so don't you miss it.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts.